Hello, everyone, and welcome to Managed Healthcare Executives' monthly Tuning into the C-Suite podcast. In this podcast series, editors of MHE chat with healthcare professionals and executives in the C-Suite. Our conversations are about the most important issues facing American healthcare today, such as its cost, effectiveness, delivery and organization, and its fairness. Listen in, learn a lot. Hi everyone, I'm Brianna Contreras, an editor with Managed Healthcare Executive, and this month's episode of Tuning into the C-Suite podcast features Clay Weilman, CEO of 4L Data Intelligence. Our discussion was on the subject of fraud, waste, and abuse within the healthcare industry, and how much of it stems from issues like overbilling. Clay addressed how the adoption of artificial intelligence can help combat fraud, waste, and abuse, and shared how much the industry can save by using AI.
Well, hello, Clay. How are you today?
Very well, Brianna. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for joining me. So first, if you can, just tell our listeners about 4L Data Intelligence and your role.
Great. Love to do that. I'm Clay Weilman. I'm the Chief Executive Officer at 4L Data Intelligence. And 4L Data Intelligence, in a nutshell, we're a company that's leveraging the power of our patented Integrate AI platform for good. And, you know, when you stop there, we could put a period at the end of that sentence and just recognize there's a lot of applications of our core AI technology. Specifically right now, that good that we're doing is focused on healthcare, and specifically in the areas of fraud, waste, and abuse in healthcare, and really cleaning that up and in an effort to reduce the cost of healthcare and also improve the quality at the same time. The other thing we're doing there in healthcare is leveraging that same Integrate AI technology to really address the issues of managing provider data, the integrity of providers who are working within the system, and improving the quality of data, the quality of the providers, and lowering the cost there as well.
Wonderful. Thank you. So I guess to address that, you know, your main focus, your company's main focus on fraud right now at this moment, if you can maybe just explain, you know, why fraud and abuse with claims is such an issue right now, and maybe why has it gone on for so long?
Right. Brianna, great question about just the fraud, waste, and abuse issue in healthcare. And, you know, people often want to focus on the fraud side of that, right? But it really is a fraud, waste, and abuse issue. And when you drill it down to its essence, it's an overpayment issue. You know, and as a system, we are overpaying for healthcare in many cases. And that shows up as fraudulent activity, wasteful or abusive billing. And, you know, why is it an issue now? Healthcare is a $4 trillion market in the United States. It's a lot of money. It's the biggest segment of our economy, single segment of our economy, and we're all dependent upon it. And costs just keep escalating. And it's estimated that fraud, waste, and abuse is probably somewhere between, on the low end, $250 billion a year. On the high end, estimates as much as $800 billion. And so if we can eliminate that overpayment dynamic and out of the system, then that makes healthcare more accessible to people. It reduces the cost to companies, to taxpayers, to individuals who are seeking healthcare.
Wonderful. Thank you. So you addressed this a bit already, and I'm sure it's a number of different groups, but who ends up paying for this price for all the insurance fraud in healthcare?
Wow, that's Brianna, that's a big question about who ends up paying, right? And the short answer is everybody ends up paying more. But let's break that down. And, you know, when you really look at who pays for healthcare in the United States, largely it's employers pay for healthcare for their employees as a benefit, or government entities like Medicare, Medicaid pay for healthcare. So who gets hurt by this fraudulent, wasteful, and abusive activity? Employers get hurt because their costs are going up every year, but also the employees, their copayments go up, their percent of healthcare they have to pay for as well goes up, Taxpayers who pay for Medicare and Medicaid, they get hurt, government budgets. But there's a segment of the market that we don't think about often as getting hurt. And the people that get hurt often are the actual healthcare providers who are providing good healthcare at a good value every day to their patients. And they get hurt because as costs skyrocket from fraudulent, wasteful, and abusive activity, then insurers or payers of healthcare, you know, look to control cost. And oftentimes it's the good providers that are getting compressed as you try to control costs across the board. So frankly, good quality healthcare providers should be the biggest cheerleaders for efforts to stop fraud, waste, and abuse.
Great. Thank you. And yes, that was a very nice cliff note summary for that question. Thank you for that. So again, you did mention this in your previous answer, but what is the overall cost to the healthcare system when insurance fraud and waste is so prevalent? Or prevalent? Right.
And Brianna, the U.S. healthcare market's $4 trillion, $4.3 trillion, according to CMS in 2022. And you know, you get different estimates. So if you look at Blue Cross Blue Shield Association of Michigan, they estimate $230 billion a year in fraudulent, wasteful, and abusive overpayments, right? There are other estimates that are as much as $700 or $800 billion a year in fraud, waste, and abuse. So whichever number you pick, it's a huge number.
Right. Thank you. Now with 4L Data Intelligence, but also other healthcare companies, how can adopting or leveraging AI solve these issues? And maybe how much can the healthcare industry save using AI? So maybe a two-part question.
Yeah, that's great. Brianna, the question just even, you know, people often want to say, oh, well, what can AI do to help? What can artificial intelligence AI do to help, you know, solve the fraud, waste, and abuse problem in healthcare? And I think in answering that, you've got to start with categorically understanding what we mean when we say artificial intelligence. All AI is not the same. That's like saying, what can cars, you know, what can vehicles do? Well, big, you know, dump trucks can move earth. Ferraris can make you really happy going down the highway. So artificial intelligence is a category, but within that category, there are a number of different levels of sophistication. Okay, so there are some conventional artificial intelligence being used in the market today, addressing fraud, waste, and abuse. And think of conventional artificial intelligence as being, you know, a really souped up Excel spreadsheet. All right, with really, really cool formulas in it. Our technology is called Integrate AI, and it's a patented artificial intelligence solution. And it's unique in that, A, it's difficult to get a patent around an artificial intelligence technology, but it's unique in that our Integrate AI platform has the ability to do two things. Number one is to look to view the claim, the healthcare claim, the bill that a provider submits for payment, to view that claim in context. Okay, so most technologies that are looking and evaluating whether to pay a healthcare bill, a claim, they look at the claim, that technology looks at the claim, makes sure it's coded correctly, and pays it. Our technology, Integrate AI, looks at that claim in the context of the behaviors of the provider, the relationships that providers have with other providers around that claim, and the context of the patient diagnosis, situation, geographic proximity, all of these different variables to evaluate that claim. And so it's looking at the claim in context, which allows you to see so much more of the environment in which that claim is even being submitted. Secondly, Integrate AI is dynamic in that because we are not tied specifically to certain algorithms, our technology has the flexibility to move and adapt as provider behaviors change, because providers who are committed to fraudulent, wasteful, and abusive billing, they continue to change their tactics. And our technology can move with the changes in those behaviors. We don't have to create a new algorithm or a new rule to adapt to the provider's behavioral change.
Okay. And I guess what results are you seeing, or maybe what is being saved and maybe cost-wise using these tools?
Yeah, Brianna, ultimately, as you know, the big question is, okay, of that $250 billion to $800 billion a year of fraud, waste, and abuse in the U.S., how much can a technology like Integrate AI actually help the payers, the system save? What we've seen so far in our work is dependent upon the sophistication of the healthcare payers, commercial insurance company, state Medicaid programs, et cetera. Depending upon the sophistication of their current technologies, what we've identified is that at minimum, we can double the amount of fraudulent, wasteful, and abusive billing detection and prevention at a minimum. So that's a 2x prevention capability. At a maximum, when you get into areas such as workers' compensation insurance and others that really have a lot of problematic behaviors in those areas, we've seen detections up to 10 times what current technology is seeing. So for us, you look at that range of a 2x to 10x improvement in the detection and prevention of fraudulent, wasteful, and abusive billing.
Okay, thank you. Now, what's the issue? Why is it taking other companies maybe so long, or why haven't they adopted maybe some of these tools yet? If you have an idea.
Yeah. So the question, Brianna, comes down, you know, always to adoption. If you think about any cutting edge technology, the adoption curves are generally a bit slow. And then all of a sudden there's just this meteoric increase in adoption, right? And we expect to see the same thing with Integrate AI. And so, you know, really we're in a segment right now where you look at the technologies being used in what's called claims editing, or that process of evaluating whether a claim should be paid. Those technologies today are entrenched. There's hardware, there's you know, a lot of cost, a lot of capital invested in those systems. Ours is a SaaS-based, cloud-based solution. Okay, so the good news is it can sit on top of all of those existing claims editing platforms without having to tear anything out. But those platforms today that are being used are based on a set of rules. They're based on use cases or very rudimentary artificial intelligence. So they can only see what you tell them to see very specifically. And so this concept of taking, you know, and I would say those technologies take a claim-centric view of the claim being submitted by a provider. You've sent me a claim. My technology looks at a claim. Our technology at Integrate AI Technology takes a provider-centric view of the claim. We look at that claim in the context of what the provider is doing, which enables you to see so much more of what's going on around that claim. And it's really just a mindset shift, right? And really the decision cycles, the change cycles are long. So we expect 1 or 2 years of, you know, relatively modest adoption before probably a period of meteoric adoption.
Thanks for tuning into this month's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, and follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. For more information on Managed Healthcare Executive, visit us at www.managedhealthcareexecutive.com.